727-579-1025. I think we have our first scandalous hoe on the line with us.
I hope this is true. Yeah.
Misty, did you sleep with a somewhat famous person?
Yes. His name's Violent J from Insane Clown Posse.
With or without makeup.
Please tell us how this encounter took place.
Well, I was going to a concert, and apparently some of the roadies that ride along with them go up and down the line looking for somebody to sleep with them, and they chose me out of the line. I went backstage and then into the tour bus, and there were a few other girls there, and he was like, oh, I bet none of you girls would just offer up to have sex, and I said, well, I will, yeah. And so I did.
Yeah,
Drew. Young and silly.
Now, what did it bring to your life that you slept with Violent J of the Insane Clown Posse? Like, why would you throw it on that dude?
Is he the big one?
No, that's Shaggy Tudo.
No, Violent J is the heavier set one.
Oh, so sorry. I apologize for not knowing my ICP.
Yeah.
So he's the bigger one.
Yeah.
So you slept with the fat guy in ICP.
Yep.
All right.
That's true.
Honest question, Misty. Did he remove the clown makeup before you guys went into sexy time?
Yes. Actually, we went in the shower together, and he removed the makeup. And, needless to say, I think he looks better with the makeup on. Yeah,
he removed like 20 years.
Did you make him hit it from the back since he looked so aged?
Well, yeah.
Get that music off. I can't even listen to it. This is terrible.
I'm trying to keep it clean for the radio, but yeah.
Right. Wow. So that's the most famous person you slept with is one of the members of Insane. Let's be honest here. If he offered forth the Devil's Three-Way with Shaggy Two Dope, would you have made it a party of three?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, she's a hardcore juggalo.
Are you still a juggalo?
No, not so much. I think I grew out of that, that was younger age. But he's not the most famous. I also had sex with Burt Reynolds.
What? Burt Reynolds?
Yep.
How did that happen? Come on.
Go Knowles.
I was, how do you call it, a girl of the evening, a lady of the evening in the day. Yes.
A woman of ill repute.
Yes. And I just so happened to get a call that it was Burt Reynolds. I was actually very shocked, surprised, but he was very gentlemanly, very nice, kind. A lot more fun than Violent J.
Is that what you're going to ask?
That was my question. I needed a comparison.
There he is with no makeup, by the way.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Man, looks like somebody I know.
So Burt Reynolds calls and gets a hooker, and you just happen to be that hooker.
That's correct.
How much did he tip you?
Well, it was $200 was the initial fee, and then after that, he gave me a $500 tip to stay an extra hour.
Are you still a hooker?
No.
Oh, man.
Quitter.
No.
Everybody's got their price.
I'm married now and have kids, and but we all do silly things when we're young.
Does your husband know about all the celebrities you've been with in your day?
He does.
Wow.
You ever call him Burt Reynolds when he's pounding you?
No.
Do it bandit style?
Yeah, no.
All right.
Give this lady something. She's great.
Yeah, you're awesome. Hold on one second. We're going to hook you up with some TSO tickets.
Give $100.
Thanks so much.
Five if she stays for 2 hours. All right, hold on one second.
We're not getting a call better than that, but.
How do you just stop hooking?
I don't know, man. I don't think it's something you decide. I think the game decides it's done with you.
You can't be a running back forever, much like I don't think you can be a hooker forever. I think there's, younger women that step into the game, and you got to hang up the heels.
There's a market for everything.
Man. Burt Reynolds and Violent J.
If we used fake callers on this show, I couldn't write anything as good as what you just put out over the air.
No. We couldn't craft anything like that. Like, we're not going to get a better call than that.
No, I mean, if you slept with Joey Fatone or something, that always seems to be a common one. We'll take that phone call.
Really?
Oh, yeah. When I worked at Hot, we talked to a lady who called up who hooked up with Joey Fatone many times.
Joey Fatone, though, he's got two generations of women. He's got the mothers and their daughters now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He could pull off the coveted mother-daughter
three-way.
Yes,
he could. Easily.
Easily. Yeah. Like, Joey Fatone could probably get 20-year-old ass right now, and he'd be like, hey, why don't you bring your mom? It'd be a big thrill for her.
Oh, yeah.
Mothers and daughters, they don't hook up at all. I think there's one, the sextons, who do that in porn, but I don't think that's a common thing at all.
They just don't touch each other.
Right. Like, there's interaction, but not between the two of them.
Right.
All right, let's do this. If you're a lady and you've been naked with your mom recently, call now, and then we'll try to see if you've had a threesome with your mom. Baby steps, Garabo.
Oh, you'll get that.
No way. Yeah, bet you can't get.
I bet you can't.
A girl who's had a threesome with her mom.
Oh, easily.
Or sister.
What about a girl who's hooked up with a Beastie Boy and Tom Selleck?
Hi, I'm fine, thanks.
Good, you're the orgy girl.
Yes, I am.
With your sister.
Yes, my sister and I were very promiscuous. As we were growing up, and we were in a couple orgies, but the most memorable one was me and her and a couple of our friends, and we were trying to help this guy out, and I was going down on him, and she was helping out, and of course, because we were horrible kids, our parents took the locks off our doors, and next thing we know, our mom opened up the door and just stood in the doorway as we're naked, going down on guy.
Right, easy. That's
so.
So you and your sister, home. You and your sister are doing that at the same time in your mom's house.
And how was she helping?
Yep.
When you say helping, do you mean emotionally?
No, more physically.
She was like rubbing you back, like rooting you on.
Oh no, we were both.
Okay. All right. Okay. Right.
Like fighting over.
But like, were you kissing your sister?
There was some of that. There were some groping, and mostly we were just trying to help this guy out.
I mean, you wouldn't have to help me out for long. The minute I see two sisters making out on my...
That is the definition of help.
That is sisterly love.
Was the guy one of your teachers?
No. That was a different night.
So when you say you did a couple of different orgies, does that count as an orgy, or is that just a three-way?
Well, we had friends of ours kind of going at it while we were doing our own thing all in the same room. So
we were
switching off. And
Seth, you have a question for the whore sister?
I'm going to regret asking this question, but how old were you guys?
I was 18. Perfect. He was 21.
Totally. Oh, okay. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. That's right. This is America.
Thank you for making us feel a whole lot better about that one. And is that something you continued on into your 20s and 30s, or did you give up the orgies once you became responsible adults?
We had some fun for a couple years after that, and then finally I moved away, and so we kind of had to stop.
Aww.
It was fun while it lasted, though.
Sure. Let's reunite you guys.
Yeah, I was going to say, now, it was the making out, with the dudes, you know what, was that as far as you and your sister ever went, or did you flat out, did you and your sister ever go farther than that?
Oh, no, we had fun rides.
Did you ever scissor grind your sister is what I'm asking? Like, do you and your sister ever scissor grind?
No. Okay. We did have toys, though.
Toys?
Yes.
That you would experience with each other?
Yes.
With toys?
With toys.
Are you being serious?
That's a close family.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I'm so glad you listened to the show and you called.
Do you mean toys like a giggle stick? Like you would go, hey, here you go, and it would go.
No, I'm talking. How do I keep this clean?
I know what you're talking.
I know it's hard for you.
Yeah.
All right. Are you still doing orgies, just not with your sister, or what?
No. Now I'm married.
Boring.
So you never help your husband out? I'm sure you need some help.
Actually, I have a couple times.
Oh, that's nice.
He has his fantasies, which I had no problem helping him out with. So.
Oh, good. Thank you. Where are these girls?
If your husband said that he wanted to have a threesome with you and your sister, would you be up for that?
Not now. Probably back in the day, consider we grew up together,
right.
But my sister and my husband are not on speaking terms.
Oh, damn, what happened?
I have no idea. She kind of went to college and just lost her mind.
Oh, then she lost her mind at college.
Exactly.
Yeah, of all places.
What a family you've got.
Why wouldn't you want to be on speaking terms with your sister?
Yeah, I don't care what she did to me. I would make sure we stayed on speaking terms.
I mean, I've tried multiple times to kind of apologize for whatever I did. And,
sure. You know what you did.
I think I've heard so far.
No problem.
And finally,
I think I stole her trash.
You, your sister, and Burt Reynolds. Did that ever happen?
No, it hasn't.
That's unfortunate.
It sounds like a fun time, though. But
sure does. Absolutely. All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for your forthrightness. You've been a wonderful phone call, and your husband is one lucky guy. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
I believe her.
Me too.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.